Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. That's Hart bringing us back. Nancy and Ann, the sisters. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage because we built it just for you. We had you in mind. We're looking to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the ways we do that is by creating a website and updating it every day with great information from really smart people like our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Jeff Sabar, who's with us right now. And you can read, you can listen, you can take the poll question, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can ask a question. Did I say that? You can watch my video. We have a new video up every week. Lots and lots of stuff there. Check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeff Sabar is our guest. Thanks for hanging out with us, Jeff. He is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online with all of his stuff, the blog, and your books and all that kind of stuff, right, Jeff?
Absolutely. It's all out there.
Jeff, 10,000 years ago, and I mark it at 8002 BC, humans decided to trade with each other instead of taking what they wanted from each other. I walked up to you one day in 8002 BC and instead of hitting you in the head and taking your antelope or whatever you'd killed, I said, "Wait, I've got this grain here. Would you swap some grain for that meat?" And that's when markets were born, but that's also when people started realizing, you know what? We don't have to be enemies to survive.
Right.
We can actually talk to each other. We can communicate with each other. Trading is more fun and less dangerous than fighting.
Right.
And since that moment, at that moment, not only was proto market born, but social media was born, face to face, and not fighting. How about that?
Right.
Social media was born. Face-to-face, Jeff, is the original social media. And ever since then, all the way up through CBs, CB radio, Citizen Band
break
radio.
Breaker 1-9.
What's your 20?
Yeah, exactly.
Of the 70s and early 80s, I guess, and some of the worst movies ever made were in that era.
Smokey and the Bandit rocked, okay.
Right. But all that and then you know all the other things since then now, so my point is people who are just now dealing with social media, getting involved with social media, especially the very young kids, you know, they think this is all new. It's not
right.
New, folks. It's not new. It's not new rules. It's new tools. What do you think, Jeff?
Great, and that's a great line, and that's absolutely true. And I think the key idea there is the fact that you've always been surrounded by it. There's a lot of people out there, I don't know what Facebook is. How am I going to get on Facebook for my business? What's this Twitter everybody talks about? I can't do that. I'm too old. I've been around too long. I'm too fill in the blank. You've done it all along, one way or another.
Right.
Again, if you ever picked up a phone and cold called, you know, that's a form of a social media. It's marketing, but you're calling on people. You're socializing in a marketing sense with people. If you ever picked up a CD, I remember when I had my CD back in the 70s, you pick it up and you break in, you know, break 1-9, and you want to talk to folk and, you know, get your word out there. And, I mean, it wasn't comfortable the first time I did it, but eventually you break in, you make connections, people, you know, you make plans or whatever, you get to know folk. It's the same thing today. And like you said, it's not new rules, it's new tools, and you got to get out there. And instead of hitting the other lump on the top of the head with your antelope femur to try and take his stuff, you work together, you talk together, you build these relationships.
And the thing is, Jeff, as I've said now for 3 years, folks, it won't be long before we won't talk about Facebook. We won't talk about Twitter. They may not even be around in 3 years. And I'm serious, folks, I'm serious about this. That could happen. There could be another innovation coming down the pike. There will be another innovation coming down the pike,
right,
that might render them neutral. Might neuter them, literally render them not even valid anymore. It'll be an exciting thing for you and me, but it'll be a disruptor for them.
Right.
I mean, these...
And I think the key there is the fact that no matter, you know, whether they'll be gone, who knows, but I think the key point is they will just be.
Yeah.
It'll be like Toyota used to put Toyota.com on the end of its web of television commercials, mm-hmm, as if you needed to know, because you did need to be told,
right,
go online, we're online.
Right.
Now, they don't put that there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to say, you know, tell people my website because they don't know who I am,
right,
if they're just tuning into the show. But if they hear that I'm chief home officer, they'll probably surmise if I drop a .com at the end, it's going to be there.
Right.
Maybe he's online on Facebook. Maybe I'll go look him up. You know, I mean, a lot of these things become second nature and sort of ingrained habits.
So don't get worked up about Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Just think of it as another tool to connect with people. And then all you got to do is say, okay, I want to connect with people I like and just want to hang out with. Or right now I want to connect with people that I want to do business with. And it's just the same reason why you go to a party one afternoon, and the next afternoon you go to a business mixer or something. You choose how you use the tools. So folks, think about it like that. Jeffrey.
Absolutely.
Good job today.
To quote another company, just do it.
Just
get out there and use the tools.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Always great to be with you, and thank you very much, Jim.
Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, ZBAR, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Check him out there. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.